Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow this week coming up in about 15 minutes. Reminder that you can not only listen to this show every day, but you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, I don't know, what's the rule of thumb, Courtney? It used to be 1.5 paychecks. It's probably 12 paychecks now, I'm guessing.
I haven't bought a diamond, so I don't know the paycheck breakdown.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not about the size. It's about the love.
It's the diamond chain now.
Are you sure on this show with what's going on you want to say that?
The diamond size. And you know what? There's so many options now. There's lab grown. Those don't like hold any value down the road. So just remember that.
Well, that's why you go see Springer's. Go see Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you need a diamond.
Yep.
Now we were talking to Milbury, and I don't agree with him in the sense that like they have been successful.
You're talking about the Bruins. Mike Milbury moments ago. Yes.
Yeah, and especially Sweeney. When you look at Sweeney's tenure as the official GM, which has been like 10 years. You got to 1 Stanley Cup. You're at the point now of like...
You get the 2 Stanley Cups in his tenure?
Not with him as the head.
No, just one.
The Blackhawks, no?
That was Chiarelli.
Okay.
Not with him as the head. So you start to look and you go... And that's why I say if you're... They have Cassidy here, and there was a whole big back and forth. I remember we had Razor in here, and Razor was like, it was the worst decision the Bruins made moving on from Bruce Cassidy. Cassidy then goes and wins the Stanley Cup. Then I know, Courtney, you brought up, Mike Montgomery.
Jim
Montgomery sets the points record, right,
mm-hmm.
for NHL history. And then it's, 2 years after that, they move on from him.
Yeah.
So you start to look at where Sweeney is. And, all right, if you want to give Cam a pass because you're like, all right, what does Cam really do when it comes to the day-to-day on all the real moves on Sweeney, and Cam's just kind of like okaying it?
But don't you think that the beginning of the end for all of them was that Cassidy move? When mm-hmm. you see where the Bruins are today, all of the guys, whether it was Jeremy Swayman, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, the people that didn't like Cassidy that got him out of here, allegedly, they're not here anymore. The guy that you replaced
Swayman is here.
I meant your guy,
Jake DeBrusk.
Sorry, not Jeremy Swayman. I misspoke. Jake DeBrusk is gone, and that was the main reason why you got Cassidy out of here. So that was the beginning of the end.
I think that while you can give Sweeney and Neely credit for building the roster that had the best regular season, this has been a case study in how to butcher the future. Like, every decision they made has been wrong since that season ended. And you look at, so Bruce Cassidy in 3 years with Vegas, including the playoffs, has 164 wins and a Stanley Cup, a winning percentage of .650. Montgomery in 59 games went 34-18-7, 75 points, .640 winning percentage. These guys have gone on to not just success, but dominance after leaving. So the players that Don Sweeney picked were unable to perform for two coaches who have been wildly successful in other places. So if you're a talented coach, why do you want to come here in the first place? to be part of a rebuild where you know you're going to be the one that is getting axed if Sweeney's players don't perform.
And you only got, if Milbury's saying, well, listen, they probably got 2 years, maybe three. If you're somebody looking to become a head coach in the NHL, do you really go, all right, I'm going to go to Boston when I know that the GM might be out in a year, 2 years? Do I really want to do that? So who are you getting? You're probably getting somebody who's coming in knowing, all right, this is probably, like, if I don't turn this thing around within 2 years, I'm gone because the GM's going to be gone. Why not just kind of wipe it all clean now? Then the new GM could bring his guy in, and then his guy might feel like, okay, it is a rebuild, but I'm going to get some time to do this.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up?
I agree with what you guys are saying. Honestly, Wiggy, if the GM got fired a year into a new coach's tenure based on the history, might be the best thing that could happen for that coach, because we've had three great coaches in a row. All right, Sweeney has hit the jackpot on hiring coaches. Three in a row. And every single time he builds a team that does not fit the great coach's system, and then he fires the coach when he's the one who should be fired because he's got a great coach and he's building teams that don't fit the coach, and then the coach has to go. It's so annoying. Monty was a great coach. Cassidy was a great coach. They let three guys run Cassidy out the door. That was DeBrusque, Frederick, and Carlo. And then after the fact, they get rid of all three of those guys, but now we don't have the great coach, and the three guys are gone.
Right.
So what are we doing?
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
And Greg can't go to the Squire. It's been a lose-lose.
Jeez, I know. And after after my missed scoop, I probably can't go to Jay Miller's daughter's wedding either, because Cam's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Hopefully you're at different tables.
It doesn't matter.
Hope she's not expecting a gift.
A lot of Bruins.
Jay Miller's daughter's wedding is probably going to be very nice.
I know,
you should attend.
I am
going
to have to, the RSVP is going to have to go back a no on that one.
Will you get her a gift, you think?
I'll probably get a gift. Send it. We have 5 years, 10 years.
Get her gift card to Jay's restaurant.
No, I think that was the point that Courtney was making, mm-hmm. is that in a couple cases, you may have fired your coach for the wrong reasons, and those who were asking you to do it are no longer a part of your hockey team.
Yeah. Right. It's you allow the players, and I get it, it's in a lot of sports where you allow the players' voices in the dressing room to make the to kind of sway you into making the decision to move on from good coaches. But I also look at when the caller says, well, you hire a new coach and then you fire the GM. The only problem with that is you might get a GM that doesn't really see the new current coach's kind of vision, and then that might be a little bit of friction there. I always like the GM to bring in the guy he wants rather than one being already
there.
Well,
and I think the caller makes a good point. Like, I think there's a chance that maybe there's a disconnect between Sweeney and Neely, and that's one of the reasons that you're getting really good players and then a coach that doesn't match, and then you bring in a coach and then you're getting players that don't match because one has a vision on how to do one thing and the other has a vision on how to do another thing, and they're kind of clashing a little bit.
But it's hard for – you have to explain to me why Bruce Cassidy, when you say he didn't match with the players that Don Sweeney had on this hockey team, he matches – fine in Vegas with those players.
Probably because the Vegas GM made it so that the players kind of fit into the mold that Cassidy likes and wants to build.
Meaning that they don't mind getting yelled at every once
in
a while?
Tougher players that are a little bit more old school.
So Don Sweeney is going out and getting a bunch of players who can't stand being told what they have to do.
And then they get a coach that supports that, and then a lot of the players that they want to add, like, I don't know, a guy like Nikita Zadorov, maybe. It's not like that at all. And he would have been better off with a guy like Bruce Cassidy. And so, like, to me...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It screams somewhere there is a disconnect.
But how do you then have Cassidy, if the players don't really rock with him like that,
take the players his... here, some players here didn't rock
right,
with
but
him
he,
like that.
He was able to get those players here to a Stanley Cup final. So he must have done something right, and they had to buy
in. Because he's a good coach.
They had to buy in. Right, but they had to buy in at some point. They just got to a point when they no longer were buying in, and then that's maybe when Sweeney has to say, okay, those guys ain't buying in. Maybe we move on from those players and now bring in new players, not the coach.
Here's Tim from Lowell. Hey, Tim.
Morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
You know, people seem to forget, 2 years ago, the Bruins ownership wanted to fire Don Sweeney, and it was Neely that stepped up and saved his job. They both deserve to be fired. They're both terrible evaluators of young talent. If you look at the guy they drafted last year, if you want to look it up, the scouting reports all say the same thing. He cannot play. He was their top player drafted. And let me say this. The Bruins used to be known as the Lunch Pail Athletic Club back when they won Stanley Cups. The three Stanley Cups that I can remember, that's the type of team they have. Sweeney and Neely have turned them into the Ice Capade Athletic Club. They need to go back to playing tough, hard-nosed, physical Bruins hockey if they want to go back to championship.
All right. Well, it's interesting.
All right, thanks.
And Charlie Jacobs doubled down.
Yeah.
He doubled down by saying he does not understand why Bruins fans like that.
Right.
Don't believe that the two of them are the right ones to run the organization going.
Because what talent have they... Like we used to criticize Bill as a GM, but at least Bill gave you guys where you can go, Gronkowski, Edelman, you know, Wes Welker. What talent would you say Cassidy gave you? I mean, not Cassidy, Sweeney. Pasta wasn't a guy that Sweeney brought in. Who is he giving you?
McAvoy?
All right, McAvoy, right? But is the jury isn't it kind of still out on McAvoy? Like, he's shown he could be great, but he's kind of like hasn't consistently done that, right? You look at Zadorov, you look at both of the Lindholms.
Well, one of the Lindholms. I mean,
Hampus was good and then got hurt.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Listen, Milbury used to come on here and criticize Hampus Lindholm all the time. So it wasn't like you went and go, oh, Lindholm, before he got hurt, was a top defenseman in the league where you can go, all right, it was the injuries that set him back. Prior to that, we were questioning how good or was that a good move?
Yeah.
What has he done?
Yeah. All right, 617 text, which says, going forward, I need to apply the same rule to sports as I should be applying at Van Leeuwen, which is no scoops.
Oh, that is
I don't think that's nice.
No, no, that's hurtful.
But it is.
And you haven't been at Van Leeuwen in quite some time.
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's showing.
Well, maybe what? Yeah, no.
Yeah, all right. You had a salad last night at Savor? Was that?
No, I tried the new pasta dish.
That looked
good. I didn't
eat
the whole thing.
Right. Pesto?
Half order. Huh?
Pesto on that?
Pesto, a burrata.
Yeah, the burrata looked.
Some tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very, very good. All right. We will be back with the Red Sox front office report and Craig Breslow next.
Craig.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.